The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a reoccurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, programs, staff, and all of the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, and I am here today with Jack Bradway, Matt Curtis, and Anthony Trapani. We're asking questions today about all things Taconic TV, a program at Taconic High School in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The program began about 4 years ago, and we have some of the current stars of the channel who have been doing some amazing work in our studios. Okay, so first, what initially got you interested in being a part of the program? Let's start with Jack.
Well, I have kind of a funny story. So, I mean, I've always been interested in, you know, film and, like, stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I was signing up for classes at the end of freshman year, I had a space I had to fill in my schedule. And I didn't know how to put in it. And my guidance counselor was looking through all the and showing all the options. And I just saw video production. I'm like, oh, duh, that sounds really cool. And, you know, I picked that. And you know, I've been here ever since.
Nice.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of you, right?
Not if you try.
In a good way. Anthony, how about you?
It was probably at the end of freshman year when I was doing multimedia,
right,
which was my elective class. So that's when I really got into video editing and all that kind of fun stuff. And then I saw that I could take video production sophomore year. And multimedia really got me into the interest of, movies and stuff. And I wanted to make my own eventually. Start filming. I bought my own camera and everything. So then I thought video production would be a good class for me to get into. And that's how I got here.
That's great. How about you?
My experience is very similar to Jack. I was signing up for classes and I was told to, you know, look into video production. So I did. And then for the years follow, I've been signing up and making sure, asking my guidance counselors repeatedly to sign me up for video production. Even on my sign up sheet, I wrote twice, make sure video production is there. Mm-hmm. I like this, and I don't think I want to stop leaving.
That's great. You know, I think that's a big part of it, too, is that the three of you are here today because, in part, you've been here for multiple years, not even just semesters or anything, but actual years that you've been doing the program for. So let's talk a little bit just about, you know, what we do here and the schedule. We have this sort of schedule through the week, and tell me a little bit about how the schedule works. You all produce a new show each week. Tell me, let's start with you, Anthony. Just tell us a little bit about the process, and we'll let the other guys add in as well.
So of course, you know, starts with Monday. I think that's when we all meet together as a class and understand who's doing what for the show, whether it's our periods doing the intro and outro or it's covering the main news. Then we kind of break off into our segment groups and we'd understand what we want to do, what we want to make our segments on. Then as the days go by, we start to get in the studio and start recording, or we start going and doing reports from the field and, you know, stuff like that. And then eventually we all mix it together and we make the show by the end of it. Of course, with the lovely help of Brendan editing, you know, we couldn't have do it. We can't do it.
Who's even editing our show right now as
exactly.
we speak, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Matt, what would you add into that process?
I'm going to go into the Wednesday process of filming the show. That starts off very rough, always. Even when we seem we're organized, we're really not. We go in, you know, we get the people we can, mm-hmm. and me and Jack go and we sit. Jack usually writes the script. We sit down, plug in, and then we start the testing of the mics, testing of the cameras, and then we're off right. to recording.
Yep.
And then after that, if we finish in time, we start editing the actual show.
Right. Organized chaos, right?
Yeah, organized yeah. chaos.
What would you say, Jack? What would you add to this?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I have a unique perspective because I've been, you know, writing all the scripts for the last couple of years. And so I've, at least definitely last year, I had very little time to produce segments because I was spending most of my time writing.
Mm-hmm.
This year I've had a bit more, especially on the weeks that we don't do the news and we just do the intro and outro like this week.
Right.
So those times I have a lot more time to actually produce segments. But so usually I'm, you know, the time people would be using to make segments, I'm collecting news. I'm, you know, searching through my emails to find all the newsletters that, you know, the superintendent or Dr. Bishop are sending out and just finding all the news that we can report on. And then putting it all into the script.
Yeah, so. It's a little bit different this year, right? Because we have two classes every
yeah.
time making it, and we're switching off with big classes. We're switching off with the schedules and stuff, so it certainly has changed up a little bit this year. You're listening to Up on Taconic. We'll be right back. All right, and we're back at Up on Taconic asking some questions to Jack, Anthony, and Matt about Taconic TV. So the studio allows students to specialize in things like being, you know, like on-air directing, the technology part of things, graphic design. Are there certain aspects of this production that you are personally drawn to? Let's start with Matt.
My two things would be the soundboard thing I did first year, and then I got into filming and being on the set in front of camera. And I
one think of our anchors now.
Yep. Those things are... If you're looking into it, those things are really fun. You actually look forward to it throughout the week leading up to sit down and start recording and putting out a show Friday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jack?
The technology that we have, I mean, it's always, you know, getting better. We've got a whole new system and everything. And I think that's really – moving to live to tape is really just going to change, I think, the show – as a whole, it's just going to have such a different feel that's going to change things. And also with this new technology, we can make things look better. You know, we can get a set and everything. And I think it's just going to look and feel so much different, but in so much, like, in just, it's going to feel so much better.
Right. And we probably should maybe add into our studio audience, or to our audience, I'm sorry, that we are talking about this idea that we've been, for many years, taping every little bit separately and then putting it into a video editor and then making it just right, right? And now we're kind of migrating to this new system where we are actually going to start the show and do it right from the beginning to the end, and we're going to have everything happen basically live. It's just that we would tape that. So it's going to be a very different experience.
Yeah.
Would you tell us a little bit about what you like to specialize in? Tell me if you agree and how different that
is. What I like to specialize in, which I really got into this year rather than sophomore year, is the aspect of editing the film we get. You know, I've been doing a lot of reports from the fields and stuff like that, and going back and looking at all the raw footage and seeing how much you can really experiment and customize the footage you get. Mm-hmm. You really get to express your imagination with what you can do, you know, with what you're given. And we were super lucky to have Final Cut Pro in our hands right now because, I mean, the possibilities are endless with what you can do when it comes to editing. So, you know, I always thought editing was like really, I've always felt drawn to it.
Yeah, and I think that's the two-sided part of the class too, right? It's this part where we come in the studio and we do things that are kind of have that crew and the live feeling to it, and then we can go off kind of for those who like to kind of work alone and have that time with Final Cut Pro and be able to kind of chop thing up, you know, splice it all together and make a movie from it. What makes this show and ultimately the channel kind of work for you individually? Meaning, and maybe this is redundant, but like in other words, what do you like in terms of the process of making and editing videos and producing the news in itself? What's the thing that kind of stands out to you as being what you like the most about this process? Let's start with Jack.
Well, with this process, I mean, I've always been drawn to, you know, how, you know, in most classes, you know, you're scripted. Scripted isn't the right word, but like, you know, there's a curriculum you have to follow and, you know, you're doing worksheets and, you know, learning things from a book. But here, you know, we're basically like, here's this technology, learn how to use it to make a show. And then we just do it our way. And it's just really cool because, you know, we can go into class and instead of, you know, learning, you know, what words an author used 200 years ago, we're like, hey, let's make a TV show. And that's just, I think that's really unique.
It's the doing part, right?
It's the doing the hands part, on. Hands-on.
Absolutely. Anthony?
I always felt that, you know, at the end of the week when we finished the show, I have the feeling that, hey, we made something not just for ourselves but for other people. You know, we're making this show for like 500, I don't know how many students are at the school, but, you know, a couple hundred people.
Almost 900, I think.
Almost 900. Yeah, that's a lot of people. But, you know, we're not just making something to inform ourselves and keep, you know, ourselves busy, but we're really making stuff for the people, you know, by the people, for the people, if you will. But, you know,
Very democratic, right?
Yeah. but I always thought it was really cool that, you know, we were doing stuff for other people that, you know, we basically come from scratch, make it, and then it's, you know, we're informing people.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, how about you?
I think the environment and the people, when you walk into the studio, you might be a little intimidated your first time, but, you know, when you go in, you look at it and you start to learn and you start to get comfortable with it. And when something with normal classes, going on what Jack said, is there is a, it's almost formal in a way, sitting down and sitting and doing your work. But when you come to video production, you get to, you know, go out and do stuff. You get to do something that you're interested in and hang out with people that you're actually friends with and not having to sit next to people you don't know. And I think that's the best part about video production, is when you're with people you know and you're comfortable. That's the best thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I think I've – this is my 14th year of kind of leading the charge a little bit in, with all of it, and watching teams form and watching people. And it has very much that sort of mentality, sports mentality in some way, that you're part of the team and you're all doing different jobs of that team. But at the same time, you're doing it in sort of an academic way, and I think that's a really great way to say it. So great. Thanks for that. We will return to Up on Taconic after this quick break. All right. And we are back with Anthony, Matt, and Jack. So we have one final question as we close out our time with you. Where do you hope to see, you know, the program is changing, it's evolving. We know, you know, that it's moving into this CTE program next year. Where do you hope to see the program evolve to in the coming years, even after you've kind of moved on and graduated? We have so many students that kind of look back who started with me a few years ago, who get in contact with me every now and then and say, like, whoa, look where it is now. When you're in your junior year in college or wherever you're at that point, how will you look back and hope that it's evolved to at that point? Let's start with Anthony.
I hope this program becomes a place where students can really express their creativity through film and recordings, and you know, really gives students the chance to be able to do what they want to do through film and you know, the news aspect of it. You know, you don't see many schools that really offer that kind of curriculum.
Curriculum?
Yeah, thanks.
Close enough.
Thank you, Jack. But, you know, I really want to see kids, you know, get the opportunities that they won't be able to get anywhere else from Taconic.
Very nice. Yeah, Matt?
I would like to see video production become the number one CTE, and I hope in about 5 years I can be able to look back and see how much it's grown and see it spread, hopefully to other schools and maybe to other places around maybe Massachusetts in a whole.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
You know, there's a lot of programs that are going on at other CTE schools there, but I do think that we are going to be one of the only ones in this area, and I think you're right, just to see if we can kind of get out into the community more and also inspire other schools to kind of take up the cause for doing this type of work as well. So let's finish out with Jack.
I mentioned earlier, the technology, and I think that's that and the I just think the technology and the equipment and the style, I guess, is going to be how I hope this evolves the most. Because, you know, when we started, you know, we had the one camera and a single shot onto the anchors from a not great angle. But as we, you know, we've moved along, we're getting better cameras, better teleprompters. We're getting a set soon. And it's just going to become such a professional looking show. And I just think with all this equipment, you know, it actually gives students the opportunity to make this. Because, you know, when we first got here, I think like the ceiling for what we could do was not hindered by, you know, what we wanted to do or what we were capable of doing, but by like, you know, the stuff we had to make it. And, you know, as that ceiling gets pushed on, it, you know, it kind of prompts us to, you know, go further and see what we can do.
Yeah. You know, and I completely agree with that. It's, we are a technology and, you know, basically a stuff driven program, right? Where we have to have these things to kind of make it all work. And over the 4 years that I've been here, to look at, you know, like you said, like basically like one camera. We've even used like Zoom cameras to mm-hmm. make shows before, right?
Yeah, that was quite the experience using a Zoom camera and yeah.
as our main camera, yeah, right? Because that's like all we had.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, and then here we are sitting at this really cool podcasting, you know, studio with five cameras on us right now, robotic cameras. We've come a long way, I think, and you guys have really been sort of the pioneers of this. We're going to look back and I'm going to think of you in 10 years when we're doing this, but, you know, and think how we transitioned to this really professional point. And you guys are going to be the ones that started it. So I want to thank you guys so much for being here. Jack, Matt, Anthony, for joining us. Really good conversation. And we really want to be producing more of these podcasts in the future with different hosts and different topics. And we're really excited just to get kind of kick this off and get it all started. So that is it for Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, and I will see you next time. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, featuring students from the Taconic TV program. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in March of 2023.